Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I see the chaos and the beauty. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. It's
another. From newsounds.org, this is another remote edition of the Soundcheck podcast. I'm John Schaefer. So our WNYC studios are still closed, but today we take you to a studio in Brighton, England that's apparently open. At least, it's open to Juanita Stein and her band. Stein is the singer-guitarist who led the band Howling Bells, an Australian group that moved, as a group, to England. She's just released her third solo album called Snapshot, and it's one of those records that seems to have a new layer, a new sound to take notice of each time you listen to it. So it's not something that we could just have Juanita bang out for us on an acoustic guitar. Here she is with her full band to play some of these new songs. Take it away, Juanita.
Hey, this is Juanita Stein, and we are super pumped to be playing for WNYC Soundcheck Sessions. The song is called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Two, three, four, five, six.
That is a live performance by Juanita Stein, joining us from Brighton on the southern English coast with her band, playing the song called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. First of all, Juanita, thank you so much for getting the band together to do this for us today.
Absolute pleasure. We needed an excuse to see each other again, because we're in England recently. The new laws that were introduced were that six of us could work together. So we may have stretched that a tiny bit.
Because there's clearly more than one camera person in there with you. So introduce, if you would, the members of the pod, the band there with you.
The pod, there's myself, there's my brother Joel Stein on lead guitar, there is Paul Rawson on backup guitar, there's Jimmy Wilride on bass, there's Ben Hillier, who produced the record, playing all the keys, and we've got Glenn Moll on drums.
Okay, and Joel, of course, your brother, also founding member of Howling Bells,
yes,
the band that the two of you have been in for many years.
Yes.
The album is called Snapshot. And, you know, a snapshot suggests a moment in time. And we are clearly living through an unprecedented moment in time.
Absolutely.
But that is not the moment in time that you're referring to in this record, are you?
It's not. However, the album seems to be taking on more than one sentiment and meaning as we head down this, you know, bizarre path that we're on. But to start with, no, it was very specifically about the passing of my father in 2019. And it all happened very, very suddenly, very quickly. I wasn't in any way prepared. And I say that because I've had some friends who have gone through some similar situations, but with a parent who was ill for years. You know, some people can be sick for years or even months, but I didn't get the luxury of that time. So I had to figure out very quickly how to cope emotionally. And for me, that was writing music. And so hence this record came about.
Well, and it sounds like that would lead to a very kind of slow, somber, tragic sounding record. And in fact, what we get is, sonically at least, quite the opposite. I mean, it's a very rousing, kind of excitable group of songs for the most part.
No, I hear you, and I've been getting that a lot, and I'm happy because if you'd met my father, then you would understand straight away that he would not want this record to be a somber record. He was so spirited as a person, and he was a musician himself, and he was forever looking for a silver lining, and so to kind of wallow was not his style. And I think maybe subconsciously I took that on, and also I was feeling angry, and anger doesn't always sound angry per se, but it sounds combustible and energetic, and maybe that's what you're getting. There's a lot of confusion, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and confusion actually reminds me of a question I wanted to ask you about that song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because you set up this kind of lilting triplet rhythm, and you just think the song is going to dance its way through it. And then in the chorus, it trips and stumbles instead.
which is exactly symbolic of what was happening to me at the time. The journey of anyone tumbling or falling down or getting ill is you're not sure what's going to happen. There's a million different emotions flooding through. So that is the kind of verse. And then musically, the chorus is an explosion, which is just at times how I was feeling, just explosive. And I remember when Joel came in to play guitar on that track, he'd heard it that day. And of course, he was going through the same thing I was going through. And I chucked him into the recording room and I just said, play exactly how you're feeling right now. And that's what you get on all the lead guitar, is just, again, this, like, you know, just compressed energy exploding.
Yeah. Now, there's writing the music, and then there's playing the music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably like you, I've been doing a lot of these things in the past half year with, like, one person with an acoustic guitar or whatever. And to see the six of you playing together, I mean, it's just like, it feels great to me. How does it feel to you?
So good. And of course, everybody's available because no one's doing anything. So when I called, like, the guy on the camera and the sound guy, they were like, yes, 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 yes. Like, everyone was just dying to do something.
Well, now you're all doing something on Sunday, November 1st.
Right.
You're doing a live online show at Brighton Electric.
Yes. So that's our local rehearsal studio. Sometimes they have gigs there. And we're going to perform the album, most of the album, a couple of old songs. And I just really want to try and honor the sound of the record as much as I can. And I didn't want to just do an online acoustic gig. The magic of this record is the sonic layering. And I want to try and, make that happen.
Right.
For people.
So it does require, you know, a small army of guitarists and Ben on the keyboards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this event is a benefit in part, right?
That's exactly right. To support musicians and crew who are out of work.
Okay. So that's on Sunday from Brighton Electric there in Brighton, England. Juanita Stein is with us with band on this remote edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org. Normally, this would take place in our studios at WNYC in Manhattan. But as long as you're there, Juanita, with the band, let's hear another song. What does LOTF stand for?
So that's Land of the Free. And I only did that because there's like a million and one songs also called Land of the Free. And I just wanted to make it easier.
All right, let's hear another live performance from Juanita Stein and her band. Again, the album is called Snapshot, brand new from her. This song is on it. It's called LOTF.
Settle on my neck. I get the
That's Juanita Stein and her band live in Brighton, England with Land of the Free. L-O-T-F yeah. is the title.
That's it.
Stands for Land of the Free. You mentioned, Juanita, that there is a million songs with that title, and I'm guessing probably all of them either American or about America, because, of course, that's part of our national anthem.
Right, yes.
This is the first solo record you've made that was not made here in America, right?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, the first record was called America, and that was recorded in LA. The second was recorded in Austin, Texas. And this one, you know, for so many reasons, was recorded here, just outside Brighton in a town called Lewis.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a big believer, and longtime listeners to the show will have heard me say this mm-hmm. countless times, but I'm a big believer in place mm-hmm. having an impact on the work.
Yes.
Have you found that?
1,000%. Yeah. And I, you know, I specifically went to the States to record those albums because I, you know, I'm so in love with so much American music and, grew up with a lot of American bands and artists, and I felt like I wanted to drown myself in that a little bit. The same way I for the same reason I moved to London with the Howling Bells. We all moved over together from Sydney because we wanted to sound like all the British bands that we were in love with at the time. So, you know, at that point we had no attachments and we just thought, screw it, we'll move over there and see what happens.
Well, and that echo of that love of American music is still on this record. I mean, the song In the End has a definite kind of country twang to it.
For sure. I adore country. I adore blues, rock and roll, all of it. I find it very hard to stick to one thing.
No, nothing will ever be the same. Nobody understands.
You mentioned Howling Bells. You know, you moved from Sydney as a band to London, basically. It's been a while since, you know, we've heard anything from the band. Clearly you and Joel will always be brother and sister.
Always,
he's obviously
yeah.
playing with you still. Are the songs just, do they just feel like they're not Howling Bells songs at this point?
I don't think it's so much that. I think it's more my personal journey. It's just where I'm at. When I had I had a daughter in 2012, Daisy, and I don't know. With that came inevitable changes and waves of emotions, and I moved from London to Brighton. There are a whole lot of changes, but for the most part, we'd been writing Howling Bells for over a decade. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think when you're, you know, somebody like me who has very itchy feet, that it's, you know, 10 years is a long time. It's a long
yeah.
time. But, I mean, Glenn, who played drums in the band, is playing drums on this session. So we're all still great mates.
Good. So you mentioned, you know, you're kind of a restless artist. You
yeah.
move about from one thing to another. The song you're going to do next, on the record at least, has a kind of psychedelic little tinge of psychedelia.
Totally.
It's called The Mavericks. What's going on here? Am I making something up, or is that actually a part of what you were thinking or going for?
Maybe it's just all in your mind. Who knows? It is definitely.
I am not old enough to be having a flashback to the 60s. I just want to say that for the record.
You could just be having flashbacks, full stop.
Right.
It's definitely psyche. It's definitely folky. You know, I absolutely love folk music and a lot of psychedelic 60s bands. And So yeah, there's a lot of that running through it. And again, it's the sonically, it's mirroring what I'm going through, which is, a range of emotions. And it's literally me grappling with grief, which is how do you pin that down? I mean, it's such a different experience for every single person you meet. For me, I don't know about anyone else, I found it incredibly surreal and very psychedelic. It's super psychedelic. Like, what is that? And what does it mean? And who am I? And so that's a lot.
And when we say psychedelic, we mean like a kind of heightened experience. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, and it's exactly that. It's you know, when you listen to a lot of bands from the 60s, I feel like Love and even the Doors and, Hendrix, who's one of my favorite, the Jimi Hendrix Experience is one of my favorite bands of all time, because I just feel like as musicians, they hone into a mass consciousness. And I feel like psych allows you to do that. And on this song, I was allowed to explore a range of emotions.
Yeah. Well, it's a really interesting sound on the record. Let's hear how you pull it off with the band there in the studio. Juanita Stein is my guest. Let's hear a live performance of the song called The Mavericks.
Come on, let down another high hope.
That is Juanita Stein. Thank you for this set of performances, Juanita. It's been so much fun, and fun to watch, too, because there's some nifty kind of psychedelic camera work going on.
There's some surprises in there, yeah.
The song is called The Mavericks. The new album is called Snapshot. And you mentioned before that you wanted to try both today and on Sunday's live performance at Brighton Electric to be true to the sound of the record.
Mm-hmm.
So did you write and arrange these songs? And I know Ben was involved, you know, producing it as well, with the idea that, you know, I'm going to assume I'm going to be touring this at some point. I mean, you couldn't have known what was coming down the pike in terms of the pandemic.
No. No, I didn't. I'm not that responsible. I was purely indulging in the moment, and just every time we thought we'd finished a track, we'd find some new, you know, crazy keyboard sound to throw in there. And then the string player, Nick Pinn is also... He's on the record, and he came in and put down some wild experimental string sounds. And so it just kept growing and growing. But I was okay with that because, I'm not playing in amphitheaters with orchestras. So, my audience will forgive me, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, also, you know, Ben's surrounded by keyboards there that do a pretty effective job of recreating some of those orchestral sounds.
He's incredibly adept at that. Yeah.
And three electric guitars can make a little noise, too.
Yeah. So. We're trying, yeah.
So Sunday, November 1st, Juanita Stein and band live streaming from Brighton Electric. Will there be an audience? Is that allowed?
No. Yeah. I'm not going to push it.
Yeah.
It's just you pre-order the album, you get a link, or you can pay £8 or maybe $10. That works out for you.
But right.
And you get a code and you join us. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's definitely worth it because the record is just the weird word has come to mind, but it's a fun record to listen to.
That makes me happy. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to bring people down. I want to instill some kind of hope. So that brings joy to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Juanita, thank you so much for putting this together for us. And good luck on Sunday. And congratulations on the new record.
Thanks for having me. I loved it. Thanks. We're on the Stardust and Valentine. Out of our bodies, out of our minds. We're on the Stardust.
That'll do it for this soundcheck session. Watch the videos of these live performances on our YouTube page or our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
You are a snapshot in my mind. All I can do is build a frame, access the memory.